Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante speaking. May I please have your zip code?
52324.
I'm sorry. Can you give that to me again?
52324.
Thank you.
You said your name was Shante?
Shante, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. Hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and pull up the account. All right. Okay, may I have your name?
Stacy Belk.
Okay, Ms. Belk. Go ahead and provide me with your the address to, for security purposes. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, what do you need?
I'm sorry. I said go ahead and provide me with your address for security purposes.
500 Lynn Drive, Palo, Iowa.
Thank you very much. Okay, I see here that you have the Melody Pause and a Melody Watch. The Melody Watch, it does track your heart rate as well as send messages to your cell phone, and the Pause have a great sound system. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was supposed to be charged for shipping on those only, and there was a charge that went through for $59.97, so I don't know what that's for.
Okay, sure, I can check on that for you. Okay. Okay. So I see here where you paid the shipping and handling of $5.97 for the watch. Let me check the other one. And $5.97 for the Pause. It looks like we're paying the shipping and handling for a trial period of 14 days. And then after that 14 days, it looks like they charge you the original price for the Pause and the watch.
So what's the original price?
Okay, so I see here that, let me just click on it. This is a Melody watch. The original price for the Melody watch is $59.97. The original price for the Pods is $69.97.
So both of those charges came from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I don't want them, if that's
okay.
The case. So
sure.
How do I get them back to you?
Okay, so let's take a look here.
And by the way, I paid that on 3/29, which was not even a week ago. So, and those transactions have already come through.
You said it came you on your statement is showing that it's on 3/29.
Yeah, 3/29. That's the day that they were ordered.
Okay, so I'm showing here that it was ordered on the 19th, March the 19th.
Okay. Either way, I don't want them.
Okay, no problem. Hold on, let me go ahead and take care of it.
I'd like a refund for the $130 that was taken out of my account.
Well, unfortunately, I can't touch those charges right there because they are valid charges due to the fact that a 14-day trial period and you're supposed to call back. But as a courtesy to you, I can offer you a 35% discount on those two charges that you did receive. Ms. Belk, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I can't believe the scam that you're trying. This is, you know, I get an email saying that there's a survey from my insurance company. So is it, I mean, it's all a scam? Like my insurance company had something to do with this or they had nothing at all to do with this?
Okay, well, let me just help you just for a second, okay? Take a deep breath. Okay, so I understand you think that you have been scammed. But what they have done is you had to place
I know
the
what
order
they've
on...
done according to what you're saying. They hid fine print. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I want to know, is my insurance company involved in this?
I mean, they're the ones who gave you the... Okay, let me just say this. I'm a third-party customer representative here at a call center. I don't see what's going on before you place the order. The only thing that I can see is when you call in and you tell me your zip code, I can pull up the account. I don't do any of that prior to you. So when you have an issue... I am the person that you contact to help you with that problem. But anything other than that, I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I had information for you, but I just don't know. My only end is to help you with your situation that you're having with your account and to explain if there's a problem, what the problem is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Let me just speak with my supervisor and see if she can do something else for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Belk, I did speak with my supervisor, and she said because you weren't aware of the terms and conditions, she'll go ahead and give you a 50% discount on those two charges that you did receive.
Wait, so you're going to give me a 50% discount, and you want me to return the stuff? Is that correct?
No, you get to keep the stuff.
Oh, goody. I get to keep stuff that's worth $6, which is what I paid for it, and you're going to charge me for another, whatever.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I realize you are upset.
I am.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'd be upset as well.
I honestly don't know how you guys sleep at night, but, you know, whatever. You do you.
Okay, Ms. Belt. No problem. I'm going to go ahead and process you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm still here just making those notes. I'm going to go ahead and give you that refund.
Okay.
All right. Okay, almost done. Okay, so I've gone ahead and applied those refunds to your account. And I made notations that you were to get a 50% discount to that company. Okay, so you're all set, Ms. Belt. If there's nothing further, thank you for calling customer support and you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, how long is it going to take to get the refund?
Okay, so if you have the account where you it's set up where you can see it right away, you should be able to see it right now instantaneously. But if not, it'll take 3 to 5 business days to see the refunds on your account.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye.